I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Elk Grove Mayor Adam Holland, whose company Holland Entertainment also operates the historic Fisk Theater, says Sony Entertainment has confirmed the theater can screen the film The Interview January 16th through the 18th. It will be the first screening in the region of the comedy depicting the fictional assassination of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Sony Pictures canceled the parody's release after hackers breached its databases and threatened attacks on theaters playing the movie, and major chains canceled scheduled shows. But Sony Pictures announced a limited screening of The Interview at independent theaters across the U.S. Republican lawmakers are defending the number three House GOP leader over a speech he gave 12 years ago to a white supremacist group. Representative Steve Scalise of Louisiana says the speech was a mistake which he now regrets. Party leaders, including House Speaker John Boehner, have backed him. Several rank-and-file lawmakers are adding their support, including Utah's Mia Love, first black female Republican elected to the House. Love tells ABC's This Week that Scalise has shown humility and apologized and should remain in leadership. GOP leaders aim to put the controversy behind them when the new Republican-controlled Congress convenes tomorrow. Scalise has condemned the group's views and has stated that as a state legislator in 2002, he didn't always know details of the groups he was speaking to. With a new year underway, many people strive to live a healthier lifestyle and try to lose weight. Melissa Martin with the State Department of Health and Hospitals says in order to keep your New Year's resolution, you can start with keeping it simple and realistic.
Keep yourself on track to be prepared to make healthy options has always been one of the things I've said that is most important to making healthy available and convenient.
Martin says having a support system to keep you motivated while working towards your goals. She says also that smartphones have new food journal apps that can help you stay accountable and aware of the decisions you make.
We tend to let life get in the way of us making smart decisions for our own health. Things get stressful, and we tend to put our own self as a priority on the back burner.
Martin says drinking water is very important to staying on track because the number one symptom of dehydration is hunger. She says also watching your alcohol consumption can make a difference when it comes to following through with your resolutions. With the KEDM weather forecast, partly cloudy today, the high in the mid-40s. This is KEDM News.